Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive them that trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen. The prayer of preparation. Almighty God, unto whom all hearts be open, all desires known, and from whom no secrets are hid, cleanse the thoughts of our hearts by the inspiration of thy Holy Spirit, that we may perfectly love thee and worthily magnify thy holy name. Through Christ our Lord. Amen. The commandments. Our Lord Jesus Christ said, Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God is one Lord, and thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, and with all thy soul, and with all thy mind, and with all thy strength. This is the first commandment, and the second is like, namely this, thou shalt love thy neighbour as thyself. There is none other commandment greater than these. On these two commandments hang all the law and the prophets. Lord, have mercy upon us, and write all these thy laws in our hearts, we beseech thee. Almighty God, whose kingdom is everlasting and power infinite, have mercy upon the whole church, and so rule the heart of thy chosen servant, Charles, our king and governor, that he, knowing whose minister he is, may above all things seek thy honour and glory, and that we and all his subjects, duly considering whose authority he hath, may faithfully serve, honour, and humbly obey him in thee and for thee, according to thy blessed word and ordinance. Through Jesus Christ our Lord, who with thee and the Holy Ghost liveth and reigneth, one God, world without end. Amen. Now we come to the Collect. After that we have the readings. The Collect for the third Sunday of Epiphany. Almighty God, whose Son revealed in signs and miracles the wonder of your saving presence, renew your people with your heavenly grace, and in all our weakness sustain us by your mighty power. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who is alive and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, now and for ever. Amen.
The first reading is from Psalms 27, verses 1 to 11. The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the stronghold of my life. Of whom should I be afraid? When the wicked advance against me to devour me, it is my enemies and my foes who will stumble and fall. Though an army besiege me, my heart will not fear. Though war break out against me, even then I will be confident. One thing I ask from the Lord, this only do I seek, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to gaze on the beauty of the Lord and to seek him in his temple. For in the day of trouble, he will keep me safe in his dwelling. He will hide me in the shelter of his sacred tent and set me high upon a rock. Then my head will be exalted above the enemies who surround me. At his sacred tent, I will sacrifice with shouts of joy. I will sing and make music to the Lord. Hear my voice when I call, Lord. Be merciful to me and answer me. My heart says of you, seek his face. Your face, Lord, I will seek. Do not hide your face from me. Do not turn your servant away in anger. You have been my helper. Do not reject me or forsake me, God, my Saviour. Though my father and mother forsake me, the Lord will receive me. Teach me your way, Lord. Lead me in a straight path because of my oppressors. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
The reading is taken from 1 Corinthians chapters 1, verses 10 to 18. A church divided over leaders. I appeal to you, brothers and sisters, in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, that all of you agree with one another in what you say, and that there be no divisions among you, but that you be perfectly united in mind and thought. My brothers and sisters, some from Chloe's household have informed me that there are quarrels among you. What I mean is this: one of you says, I follow Paul, another, I follow Apollos, another, I follow Cephas, still another, I follow Christ. Is Christ divided? Was Paul crucified for you? Were you baptized in the name of Paul? I thank God that I did not baptize any of you except Crispus and Gaius, so no one can say that you were baptized in my name. Yes, I also baptized the household of Stephanas. Beyond that, I don't remember if I baptized anyone else. For Christ did not send me to baptize, but to preach the gospel, not with wisdom and eloquence, lest the cross of Christ be emptied of its power. For the message of the cross is foolishness to those who are perishing, but to us who are being saved, it is the power of God. This is the word of the Lord.
I believe in one God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and of all things visible and invisible, and in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, begotten of his Father before all worlds, God of God, light of light, very God of very God, begotten, not made, being of one substance with the Father, by whom all things were made, who for us men and for our salvation came down from heaven, and was incarnate by the Holy Ghost of the Virgin Mary, and was made man, and was crucified also for us unto Pontius Pilate. He suffered and was buried, and the third day he rose again according to the scriptures, and ascended into heaven, and sitteth on the right hand of the Father. And he shall come again with glory to judge both the quick and the dead, whose kingdom shall have no end. And I believe in the Holy Ghost, the Lord and giver of life, who proceedeth from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son together is worshipped and glorified, who spake by the prophets. And I believe one holy, catholic, and apostolic church. I acknowledge one baptism for the remission of sins, and I look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen. Now we have our sermon.
Hello, my name is Josh. I'm the youth and community leader here at St Margaret's Church, and it's wonderful to be worshipping with you. It's easy to find differences with each other, isn't it? We can have our favourite foods, our sports teams that we support, and maybe other people and groups that we're part of, and our most loved music. Then after that, there's the trickier stuff: how we should do chores, how we should load the dishwasher, what our pet peeves are, and the things that get on our nerves. And then we get to the two things that are so contentious. They are supposedly no-nos at a dinner party: politics and religion. In our reading from 1 Corinthians, Paul tackles the divisions in the church. So thank goodness those are all sorted, they're out of the way, and we don't have them anymore. Maybe not. But in this week, I have the easy subject of addressing a bit of church politics. And specifically, I hope to express an attitude that we can all adopt when we think about our divisions. And the perspective that Paul puts on it: we are all united in our faith that Jesus Christ is Lord. At the moment, I'm on a course. It's known as the Bishop's Certificate, and it's a weekly course that takes 9 or 10 months. And in it, you cover the majority of Christian life, from the Bible to church history to belief. I can wholeheartedly recommend it for anyone who wants to take a bit of a deeper dive into matters of faith and what it means to be called a Christian. And at the moment, we're looking at the history of the church specifically. And last week, we looked at the Creed. This is something that in church we'll have just said all together. But it's a shared statement of faith. And it's meant to unite us and reaffirm what we believe as a collective, as a community, and a wider part of a church. As an exercise, we were asked to go into groups and come up with our own version, creating a creed using a blank piece of paper, and it quickly became quite difficult. I wonder what you'd write if you had to write one, but some of us ended up remembering and reusing bits of our existing creeds, which wasn't quite the brief. And most of us had trouble defining exactly what we believed. It's hard to write something that fundamental when you really boil down exactly what you all agree on. All groups struggled to articulate exactly what it was that they shared in their faith, but eventually most groups came up with something about believing in the Trinity and that Jesus died and came back to life so that we might know God. We all tended to forget bits, but also fundamentally that was the message. What became clear was how hard it is to state exactly what we all agree on. But what was also clear was that we all wanted a collective statement of faith to include all of us, to bring us together through our beliefs. We wanted to be united in our shared faith in Christ Jesus. This week, the bishops in the Anglican Church have put forward a proposal to vote on blessing same-sex civil marriages within church. And to each of us, we may have our own opinion on this. And it has been a really divisive decision for many. And it's a conversation that will keep on going and will keep producing anger and hurt from both sides of the argument, from people who want and do not want same-sex marriages in Anglican churches. It promises to be a debate which continues, and it's here I really feel that Paul's words are relevant to us as a wider Anglican church. They're also relevant in this time of change here at St. Margaret's, as our new rector is being selected. They remind us of the greater importance than any division. We are individuals, but we are united in Christ as one church. So what was it that Paul started by saying at the start of our 1 Corinthians reading? I appeal to you that all of you agree with one another in what you say, and that there be no divisions among you, but that you be perfectly united in mind and thought. Now here, to me, the NIV title is really helpful, because it starts, before our reading begins, by saying a church divided over leaders. This is not saying that we have to be united in all of our views in church. This is impossibly unrealistic. Will only lead to us being disappointed and falling out when we inevitably find out that we are, in fact, different from one another. Instead, this is a call to unite behind our universal following of Jesus, to recognise the significance of our shared faith and baptism, rather than finding differences in how we practice our religion in our day-to-day lives. We are individuals, but united in Christ as one church. Now, as I mentioned, our new rector is currently being selected. This is an exciting time, one where we are awaiting someone who will be a gift to us and lead us in our new direction. But fundamentally, this will still be centred on Jesus. As Paul instructed, our role must be to unite behind them, uniting as one church under Christ. Now, they will bring their own gifts, experiences, character to this role, but they will make it distinctly theirs. God is at work in this process of choosing our new rector, but I believe that is happening through God's guidance to the candidates applying and to Bishop Rosemary, Archdeacon Moira, and our church wardens, Sally and Jen, as they select the right person for the role. But the same is true for us, whether we are new here at St. Margaret's in our church family, or have been part of our community for many years, each of us must make a choice to ask for God's help, working with our new rector and our new church leadership. We have agency in our lives. We can determine what we do, how we act, and how we react. So God is at work, but through us, so we can't just put our feet up and relax. So at the moment, just as our candidates are and those involved in the process are preparing for our new church leader, we should be preparing to follow. Pray for God's blessing on the candidates as they put themselves forward. Ask for God's wisdom and discernment for those choosing our new rector. Pray for openness to change for ourselves and for the whole church, and give thanks for what remains the same. Ask for generosity, so that we may give our time and effort helping the new leader of this church feel welcome and encouraged as we work together. And pray for patience with ourselves and one another as we adapt and find joy in what lies ahead of us, living and worshipping God together. In our reading from Psalm 27, David longs to dwell in the presence of God, to seek him in his temple. And that is surely a desire that we all want to have as we worship here. So it's an essential message that Paul gives us, that whatever our differences, we should be united in our love and following of Jesus. We should celebrate our individual uniqueness, but also recognise that it can make agreeing with the others difficult. It seems to me that the more important something is, the harder it is to agree. And this can make discussions in church incredibly difficult, as our beliefs that form our faith can be some of our closest held ideas. However, Paul gives us a universal sense of perspective on issues of leadership, as well as other divisions, inside and outside of the church. We are individuals, but we are united in Christ as one church. Amen.
Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glory of Father, which is in heaven. Lay not up for yourselves treasures upon the earth, where rust and moth doth corrupt, and where thieves break through and steal. But lay up for yourselves treasures in heaven, where neither rust nor moth doth corrupt, where thieves do not break through and steal. All things come of thee, and to thine own do we give thee. Whoso hath this world's goods, and seeth his brother have need, and shutteth up his compassion from him, how dwelleth the love of God in him? Our intercessions. Let us pray for the whole state of Christ's Church militant here in earth. Almighty and ever-living God, who by thy holy apostle has taught us to make prayers and supplication and to give thanks for all men, we humbly beseech thee most mercifully to receive these our prayers, which we offer unto thy divine majesty, beseeching thee to inspire continually the universal Church with the spirit of truth, unity, and concord, and grant that all they that do confess thy holy name may agree in the truth of thy holy word and live in unity and godly love. We beseech thee also to save and defend all Christian kings, princes, and governors, and especially thy servant Charles, that under him we may be godly and quietly governed, and grant unto his whole council and to all that are put in authority under him that they may truly and impartially administer justice, to the punishment of wickedness and vice, and to the maintenance of thy true religion and virtue. Give grace, O Heavenly Father, to all bishops, priests, and deacons, that they may, both by their life and doctrine, set forth thy true and lively word, and rightly and duly administer thy holy sacraments. And to all thy people, give thy heavenly grace, and especially the congregation listening to this service, that with meek heart and due reverence, they may hear and receive thy holy word, truly serving thee in holiness and righteousness all the days of their life. And we must humbly beseech thee of thy goodness, O Lord, to comfort and succour all them who in this transitory life are in trouble, sorrow, need, sickness, or any other adversity. Let me take a moment to bring before God those who we would especially commend to him. And we also bless thy holy name for all thy servants departed this life in thy faith and fear. beseeching thee to give us grace so to follow their good examples, that with them we may be partakers of thy heavenly kingdom. Grant this, O Father, for Jesus Christ's sake, our only mediator and advocate. Amen. Ye that do truly and earnestly repent of your sins, and are in love and charity with your neighbours, and intend to lead a new life, following the commandments of God, and walking from henceforth in his holy ways, draw near with faith, and take this holy sacrament to your comfort, and make a humble confession to Almighty God. Almighty God, Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, maker of all things, judge of all men, we acknowledge and bewail our manifold sins and wickedness, which we from time to time most grievously have committed, by thought, word, and deed, against thy divine majesty, provoking most justly thy wrath and indignation against us. We do earnestly repent, and are heartily sorry for these our misdoings. The remembrance of them is grievous unto us, the burden of them is intolerable. Have mercy upon us, most merciful Father. For thy Son, our Lord Jesus Christ's sake, forgive us all that is past, and grant that we may ever hereafter serve and please thee in newness of life, to the honour and glory of thy name, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Almighty God, our heavenly Father, who of his great mercy hath promised forgiveness of sins to all them that with hearty repentance and true faith turn unto him, have mercy upon you, pardon and deliver you from all your sins, confirm and strengthen you in all goodness, and bring you to everlasting life, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Hear what comfortable words our Saviour Christ saith unto all that truly turn to him. Come unto me, all that travail and are heavy laden, and I will refresh you. So God loved the world, that he gave his only begotten Son, to the end that all that believe in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Hear also what St. Paul saith. This is a true saying, and worthy of all to be received, that Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners. Hear also what St. John saith. If any man sin, we have an advocate with the Father, Jesus Christ the righteous, and he is the propitiation for our sins. The Lord be with you, and with thy spirit. Lift up your hearts, lift them up unto the Lord. Let us give thanks unto our Lord God. It is meet and right so to do. It is very meet, right, and our bounden duty, that we should at all times and in all places give thanks unto thee, O Lord, Holy Father, Almighty, everlasting God. Therefore with angels and archangels, and with all the company of heaven, we laud and magnify thy glorious name, evermore praising thee and saying, Holy, 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 Lord God of hosts, heaven and earth are full of thy glory. Glory be to thee, O Lord most high. Blessed is he that cometh in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest. We do not presume to come to this thy table, O merciful Lord, trusting in our own righteousness, but in thy manifold and great mercies. We are not worthy so much as to gather up the crumbs unto thy table, but thou art the same Lord whose property is always to have mercy. Grant us therefore, gracious Lord, so to eat the flesh of thy dear Son Jesus Christ, and to drink his blood, that our sinful bodies may be made clean by his body, and our souls washed through his most precious blood, and that we may evermore dwell in him, and he in us. Amen. Almighty God, our heavenly Father, who of thy tender mercy didst give thine only Son, Jesus Christ, to suffer death upon the cross for our redemption, who made there, by his one oblation of himself once offered, a full, perfect, and sufficient sacrifice, oblation, and satisfaction for the sins of the whole world, and did institute, and in his holy gospel command us to continue, a perpetual memory of that his precious death, until his coming again. Hear us, O merciful Father, we must humbly beseech thee, and grant that we, receiving these thy creatures of bread and wine, according to thy Son, our Saviour Jesus Christ's holy institution, in remembrance of his death and passion, may be partakers of his most blessed body and blood, who in the same night that he was betrayed, took bread, and when he had given thanks, he brake it. And he gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take, eat. This is my body which is given for you. Do this in remembrance of me." Likewise, after supper, he took the cup. And when he gave the thanks, he gave it to them, saying, "Drink ye all of this, for this is my blood of the New Testament, which is shed for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Do this as often as you shall drink it in remembrance of me." The body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ, preserve thy soul unto everlasting life. Take and eat this in remembrance that Christ died for thee, and feed on him in thy heart by faith with thanksgiving. Amen.
The body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen. As our Saviour Christ hath commanded and taught us, we are bold to say, Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive them that trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, for ever and ever. Amen. Almighty and ever-living God, we most heartily thank thee, for that thou dost vouchsafe to feed us, who have duly received these holy mysteries, with the spiritual food of the most precious body and blood of thy Son, our Saviour Jesus Christ, and dost assure us thereby thy favour towards us, and that we are very members incorporate in the mystical body of thy Son, which is the blessed company of all faithful people, and also heirs through hope of thy everlasting kingdom, by the merits of the most precious death and passion of thy dear Son. And we most humbly beseech thee, O Heavenly Father, so to assist us with thy grace, that we may continue in that holy fellowship, and all such good works as thou hast prepared for us to walk in, through Jesus Christ our Lord, to whom, with thee and the Holy Ghost, be all honour and glory, world without end. Amen. We say the Gloria. Glory be to God on high, and in earth peace, goodwill towards men. We praise thee, we bless thee, we worship thee, we glorify thee, we give thanks to thee for thy great glory. O Lord God, heavenly King, God the Father Almighty, O Lord, the only begotten Son, Jesus Christ, O Lord God, Lamb of God, Son of the Father, that takest away the sins of the world, have mercy upon us. Thou that takest away the sins of the world, have mercy upon us. Thou that takest away the sins of the world, receive our prayer. Thou that sittest at the right hand of God the Father, have mercy upon us. For thou only art holy, thou only art the Lord, thou only, O Christ, with the Holy Ghost, art most high in the glory of God the Father. Amen. So the peace of God, which passeth all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in the knowledge and love of God, and of his Son, Jesus Christ our Lord. And the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost, be with you, your family, your friends, all those whom you love, be with you today, and remain with you always. Amen.